Mr.
Yes, sir.
This is Redmond.
Hello, Chuck.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I thought you would have probably enjoyed my little implied crack at Mr. Percy.
Oh, I thought it was beautiful and
it had to be done. I mean, I couldn't sit there with all of my friends and urge them to give money to him.
That's right.
And I didn't criticize him, but without saying, look here, on SST and these other things, this is the reason I have stood for it. What do you think? I debated in doing it, but I thought that these guys deserved that.
You did it very well. You could have done it in a way that would have been a problem, but you did it in a beautiful way. You said, I understand there are differences, and that one's passed, and even some men in this room differed. Percy got up afterwards, by the way, and gave you one hell of a speech.
Did he?
Yeah, he really did.
He was speaking to our crowd.
And when we got into the money discussion, which went on for quite a while.
Yeah. Was it all right, though? They didn't go too long, I hope.
Well, they went about an hour. It was too long.
Oh, God.
Well, but they just couldn't agree on where they wanted to put the money. And Clem did his little matching bit. He said, anything in the next 30 days, I'll match. And he then, the clear consensus in the room, everybody started arguing, well, where's the money going to go? And the consensus in the room was unanimous that anything over their debt would go to the Nixon campaign, which is why Percy became more pro-Nixon as the night wore and the discussion wore on.
Right.
They had a great unity appeal. As a matter of fact, I think the dinner might have done more in terms of Illinois politics than the money,
yeah.
Because...
Well, I played that role because I praised Ogilvy and praised Billy Scott and Percy. Well, what the hell? That's not bad.
No, I thought you did it beautifully. And Scott got up afterwards and said that he was for a unity ticket and no primaries. Percy did it. Ogilvy did it. Rumsfeld did it. It came off, from a political standpoint, it came off very well. I thought your point on the SST, though, was one that you made it. You made it very gracefully, yet you made your own position very quick. And nobody took offense at it.
Yeah.
It was interesting, Mr. President, in the discussion during the course of the evening with the people around me at the table and also beforehand, the number of very, very strong comments on the Wednesday night speech.
Yeah, several spoke to me. Apparently that heartland really, really, they react to it. You know, they're not so cynical.
That's right.
But they felt very strong. They like a little movement, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Well, they're great fellows.
It was it's the old guard. It's the old money guard.
Yeah, and that's why, too, another reason why on the SST and a little of that flag waving I gave, I thought was important. That's more important than all this other stuff. You know, they got to feel something about America has a role in the world. Don't you think so?
Oh, I thought it was...
They believe that.
And you're ending about you fellows have the guts for it.
Yeah.
They like that.
Don't they? Because they don't think the Easterners have.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.